Now, a Supreme Court quiz. Who is this man? Why does he think we're talking about him?
I have been a topic of conversation from the nation's capital to the tiniest burg and farming community.
It's James Dobson, radio personality and founder of Focus on the Family. That's a conservative Christian organization. Today, he explained a statement he made about Supreme Court nominee Harriet Myers last week. He said then he knew things he, quote, probably shouldn't know about Ms. Myers. Joining us is John Dickerson, chief political correspondent for the online magazine Slate. John, Mr. Dobson's been under pressure to clarify these remarks, hasn't he?
He has been, and it's a symbol of really the fact that nobody knows very much about Harriet Myers. And James Dobson threw this out there. It's quite mysterious, and some of the senators have said, what does he know that we don't know, and he should come forward and tell us.
And there's suspicion that he might have heard from a presidential aide, don't worry, she's going to be good on Roe v. Wade. She's going to vote against abortions. But today on his radio program, he said that he never talked about that with the president's chief political strategist, Karl Rove. Here's what Mr. Dobson said.
What the Democrats have concluded in their wildest speculation is that Mr. Rove laid out for me a detailed promise that Ms. Myers would vote to overturn Roe v. Wade and revealed all the other judicial opinions that she has supposedly prejudged. It did not happen, period.
So, John, is this storm going to go away? Or are you going to believe Mr. Dobson now?
Well, it's a bit of a straw man because the real criticism about the Myers pick has come from the right, has come from Republicans. Democrats criticize Dobson, to be sure, but the real heat and the difficulty over her nomination has come from Republicans. And so Dobson has clarified some things, but he's opened up a lot more questions than he's brought to clarity.
Well, including this. He said that there were several high-profile potential nominees who had taken themselves out of the nominating process. He says he got this from White House aides as well because they didn't want to go through the torture of it.
That's exactly right, and that's the real mystery here because the shortlist had, let's say, six women on it. Well, several suggest that they came to this independent conclusion themselves about this. Now, it is a tough process, the nominating process, but this is also the kind of job, if you're a lawyer, you work all of your life to be offered. And so that the people would come to this decision independently is quite extraordinary. And also it raises questions about when they came to this decision and then how robust was the search process afterwards. And so James Dobson may have been trying to help the White House, but he's opened up all of these very thorny questions. I'm not sure the White House is going to want to answer.
The New York Times reports today that aides to Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee have had a meeting, gotten together, and said, we don't like Ms. Myers as a nominee. Here's a quote from one of them. Everyone is hoping that something will happen. Either the president will withdraw her or she would realize she's not up to it and pull out. That's quite a statement. We hope she'll realize she's not up to it and will pull out.
It is quite a statement. Every day there's been a new eruption from the Republican right and now from even some moderate Republicans. What this kind of a story does is try to create pressure in the system. All the Republicans who don't like her are trying to send every possible signal they can in the hopes that one of those two options will finally come to pass and she'll not be the actual nominee.
Analysis and opinion from John Dickerson, chief political correspondent for the online magazine Slate. John, thank you again.
Thank you.